by Dell, and we were going to get some of her, memories that she has from the time she's been in Northville. Now, Velma, were you born here?
No, I came here when I was married.
Uh-huh. Now, what year was that?
And that was in 1920.
20? Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I've lost track.
That's okay.
I don't remember.
That's okay. It's around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. And you were just married, or did you already have children?
No, we were newly married.
Uh-huh.
We had built our little house up on Eaton Drive, and we moved into it.
I see. Now, did you live there very long?
Lived there all alive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, what street was that?
Eaton Drive.
Huron Drive?
Eaton Drive.
Eaton Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, did your husband have a job when he first moved here, or what?
Oh, yes. He had his own dry cleaning business.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. And he was set up in the back of his father's store down here, Friedel's store.
Oh, then his father already lived here when you and
oh,
he
yes.
moved here.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, he lived here. And he started his business downtown there.
Uh-huh.
In a dry cleaning business. And
now, what kind of store was this that he said?
Men's store.
Or a clothing store?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Men's
okay.
clothing store.
Uh-huh.
And then we went on from there.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yes.
Building our business up.
Yes.
Which wasn't easy.
No, not in around 1920, no.
But, I have lots of fond memories of the people. They were so good to us, you know, and
yes.
patronized us.
Yes.
And,
were there many stores on the main street?
Just the same as there are now.
Just like now, okay. Was it paved then? Main Street wasn't paved in 1920.
No, they paved that after we came, after I came here.
Oh.
The streetcar tracks that went up through the middle.
Oh.
And the inner urbans from Farmington and from Plymouth.
I see. Okay.
They went both ways. They made the Y down at the the Ford factory.
Yes. Okay.
That's the way I used to go into Paul and go shopping or go to Detroit. I always took the interurban.
So you had good transportation.
Well, slow transportation.
Yeah. But you got there.
Yes.
Yes.
And I used to do it for a pastime, really, because we were married and
yes.
no children and not a lot to do.
Uh-huh. Did you help your husband in the store?
Yes, uh-huh. For the dry cleaning, right? His father, we had it in the back of his father's store.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to help him there.
Oh, yeah.
I did the pressing of all the dresses, and the fall or that time we did the wartime, and we did slack suits.
Oh,
I want to do as high as 85 slack suits a week, I press.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
And, but that's the way we grew.
And did you have children pretty soon?
We were married 5 years before we had any children.
Uh-huh.
We had two sons.
Uh-huh.
And then they, of course, they grew up and were married here. And,
mm-hmm.
and
so your whole family has lived here all these years.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, we're going again. Now, did your husband's parents, did they grow up here?
No, the mother grew up here. Her name was Jocelyn.
Uh-huh. And that was her maiden name?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then her husband grew up in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Oh.
And his parents came from Germany, mm-hmm. and he grew up down there.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came up here, he had an aunt that lived up here.
And that's how they thought about coming to Northville?
That's how he thought about it. He came up here with his dog and lived and went to work here. He started our own business. He started his own business.
You know?
Uh-huh. And so he had that going when we were married.
When we were married. And now that was that before he started the business, before your son was born, your husband was born?
Oh, yes. He started his business.
Yeah, before your husband was born.
He never went in the dry cleaning business. My husband started.
Went into that. Okay. Did your father-in-law, did he ever tell about any things that, you know, sort of stood out that happened here when he was young and just growing up? You remember him telling any stories?
Not really.
Not really. Did he say, like, when he started his business?
He had a tailoring business.
Before he started the dry goods?
Yeah, before he started the dry goods, and then had a tailoring shop in the back of the dry goods store.
Then somebody else had the dry goods store before he did?
No.
No. Okay. Did he say, like, when he started his business there, were there other businesses already there?
I don't remember now who was in there before.
Uh-huh. But they probably had other shops along the street.
Oh, yeah, several other ones along the street.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When now, are your children all went to school here?
Yeah. Both of them. They both graduated from Northville High.
And when they first started the school, did they have, like, was it just one teacher for the different grade, all the grades, or did they have different teachers for different grades?
Different teachers.
Okay, so then they had the regular school here by then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They went to school up at the Main Street School.
Uh-huh. And that was where, on Main Street?
On Main Street. Uh-huh. And then the high school was across the street from this building. Where this building is now. And they went on and graduated from high school. Oh, goodness, I don't know. Charles went to Ypsilanti to Cleary Business College.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob went to Michigan State. So they both had college training. But, boy, it seems so many years ago.
Oh, a long time, I know.
Oh, I think six.
When you first came here, was it a town or just a township?
It was a town.
It's already incorporated.
Okay.
They had a police department?
Yes.
And a city council or a mayor or something
Mayor
like that?
Mayor Clark was the They always call me Cracky Mike, but sometimes they'll say Hoosh or
Cheezle's
Cheese.
Do you remember the mayor's name when you came here? No, it's a long time.
Well, let's see. I can think back. I just found a moment.
You were just new here. You were just new and learning everything.
I should know, but I just can't think.
Did they have a library then? Could you go to the library to get any books?
Oh, yes. The library was on the east side of the street. And then, it was a well-staffed library, you know.
And what street was that on?
Well, it was on Wing Street.
Oh, it was on Wing Street then? But not where it is now.
Well, no, because it was on the east side of the street.
Yeah, where that big building is.
Yeah.
Was it in a regular building, like big rooms, or was it in a house?
Oh, no, it was a little big building.
All the big. Like a regular library.
Like the township hall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess I heard that you had fires back then.
Maybe then.
Did you have any on Main Street?
Yeah. Oh, they were off over on the north side of Main Street.
Uh-huh.
Very stores.
Yeah, so you had a fire department to get right out to it. That was close.
Well, it was great. Building West Main Street.
Did it take many businesses or what?
Well,
was it anywhere near your store?
Across the street. Was here from my sister-in-law was here with her niece from Betty Berry from Youngstown, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
At the time, she said, I remember her saying, night fire. She was just a big head, just talking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the sparks flew over all the little buildings there. It was a little bit scary.
Very frightening.
And, so, I remember that, but I was afraid of fire.
Did they rebuild, or what? Or was it not that bad?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they had to rebuild.
That's where the Brazier store is now. Took the bank building.
That was on the corner.
No, it wasn't on the corner. It was down here where Breeden Store is. And that was there were two banks here at the time.
Do you know remember the names of them? No. Okay.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Thinking of it offhand.
Right.
The Rossville Savings, but I think that was Rossville Savings down there.
Uh-huh.
And then the one up on the corner was Lapper.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a familiar name, isn't it?
Yes, it's in the town of Maine. That's the Lappers that are in the store now.
Okay.
always lived in the same house.
Oh yes, we built that house. We lived there.
Rather than just in a room by yourself. Something going on all the time.
I guess so. As much as I just like it.
Oh, you'd rather have your peace and quiet.
I want to be home. That's my cry. Every day I want to go home. And I could, if I could get somebody to stay with me.
Come in and stay.
The boys will let me take me home and have me live alone.
No, they would be afraid to leave.
Yeah. Well, Charles saw me, lived on me laying on the floor. I'd fallen off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on the edge of the bed to rest. I had to stay in that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up and I ate my breakfast. I sat on the edge of the bed and I fell off and laid there for several hours. And that was
that's a terrible experience.
Now, I didn't realize it.
No, because you were out.
But the kids really took the toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they just never get over it. They didn't know how they took me from the hospital. There for several weeks. They didn't know whether I'd had a stroke or what had happened, you know, but the shock of being in there.
Yeah.
And,
were you doing very well, though?
Oh, I'm fine.
I see you were born in 1903.
Well, let's see, 1903 or 4.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you're doing well.
Yes, I think I remember. And it's clear. Charles sat here on my head one night and he said, well, Mother, one thing about it, the only thing you can't do is walk.
Yes. And you can go up and down the halls, which gives you exercise.
But he said, you've got your right mind. And Sabbath is happy.
Yes.
You know, maybe when I said to the doctor one day, well, doctor, I can still fight a good fight. He said, well, I hope you never lose that.
That's right.
And, something was said, I didn't want to move on to the home there.
I want you closer so I can hear you.
And he said, oh yes, and I hope you never lose that ability either.
No, everybody needs that. Yes.
I have to have a little fight in them.
Sure do. All through life, whether you're young, middle age, the old.
I worked with my husband all those years, 42 years.
You always worked down with him. Now, when did he take over? Did he always have the dry cleaning business, or when did he take over the store?
Well, he took over all the dry cleaning business. He always had that.
Uh-huh.
And then his father passed away, and he took over the store.
Now, what about the dry cleaning business? Did he still keep that too?
Oh, yes. That is our business.
Do they still have that in the store?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We have our dry cleaning business.
In the store, Friedel's?
Well, it's a separate building.
Oh, I see.
Cleaning,
oh, okay.
It's in Friedel's store.
I see.
Yeah. there are two Friedel stores. There's a ladies' store. My sister-in-law, after my father-in-law started at the ladies' store, the sent my sister-in-law up in there. And so then we took over from there and took his old stores.
So you were really busy then.
Oh, yes.
And then did you have children then?
Yes.
So you had children and the store.
Yeah.
Now what about your children? Who looked after them?
Well,
did you have somebody come in or what?
I had two children and they always knew where to find the mother. One little girl said one day, well, I wish I knew where my mother was.
So they could go there and get her any time.
Oh, yes, they came to us after school.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where her mother was. I played cards or something, but she wasn't with her daughter.
Yeah, she couldn't. She didn't know where to get hold of her.
So that always stuck in my crap, and it was a reminder, you know, to criticize working mothers. I said, well, at least my kids know where I was.
And they could come get you, because they didn't live that far.
Oh, they always came down there after school. So you'd play down in the alley, go to the sandbox down there,
And then you could sort of keep an eye on them.
Yeah, and I was doing the pressing of the dresses and things. Flat iron and ironing board.
That's why your mind's still good, because you've been so active all your life.
I imagine.
I think so, because when you keep doing things, you know, it just keeps going. It's when you just sit and don't think about anything sometimes.
I guess I made that way. I worked almost here with my husband and I enjoyed reading more about it.
Now what happened when your husband died? Did your sons take it over?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the end of my world.
Are you done? 4 hours.
But, you know, that's the way things go.
Yeah.
You know, you had a good life, right?
Oh,
you
had
a very good life.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard. I know it is. You know, I have a stepmother who is in a nursing home. And she's 92. Now, after my mother died, my dad. But you know, her daughter goes to see her, and it's real close, and it's a real nice nursing home. So she's getting along okay. The reason she has to be in the nursing home, though, is she can't get out of bed.
Oh.
So.
No.
But her mind is good.
I put myself in here, because I had to have care.
Yes.
At that time, I needed more care.
Yes.
And now, I can't get out. Oh, I could, you know. It's just getting somebody to go home with them, the boys. I'm going to go home alone.
Well, you can see how they feel, don't you?
No.
You.
I'm just stepping it out so that
You say, I'll take care of myself.
Yeah, I think I could. But
good enough fixing you meals and all that
Charles
stuff.
Charles said, I just don't want to find you laying on the floor again, Mother.
That's true.
The doctor called me. I sit down. I was tired that morning, and I sat down on the end of the bed after I had my breakfast. And I fell off, and I laid there the rest of the day.
Didn't hit your head or anything?
No. It hurt me. I didn't have it. It just was a shock of the brain.
when you've always been so independent.
Yes.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
But you're doing great.
You are.
You look good.
No, I can go home from here now if I just had, somebody to stay home with me.
And somebody to cook for you. I mean, then you don't feel like cooking and cleaning and stuff like that.
Well, I've been doing the cleaning. I had a woman that came in.
Did that.
But
you wouldn't be eating right. You wouldn't cook. You wouldn't cook everything to balance meal for you.
No, I don't know about that.
You would?
My daughter-in-law used to do all my shopping, and she said, "Mom, you don't do my cheap shopping. You grab the meals."
That's good.
So,
she's the one that told me, I talked to her before I talked to you. And she says, "Oh yes, I think Mom would enjoy talking with you." So, she says, I think she would enjoy talking to you. So then I said, okay, fine. So then I call you to set up a day.
You better believe it's Friday.
I never had any daughters, but I've had two wonderful daughter-in-laws.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So sometimes it doesn't work out that well, you know.
It doesn't.
No, but that is great.
Yeah, I can picture it there in the ball.
Okay. Nice looking man.
He was, yeah, just a wonderful guy. His voice was perfect.
You were nice, I imagine you were both a nice looking couple when you were younger. You're still nice looking. Nice looking.
Yes. Yeah. That's my old country home up there. I was running away there.
Oh, how nice. Oh, where was that?
5 Mile Road.
In what?
In Tower.
Power?
Tower on the west and Curtis on the east.
And that was in what little town? What town?
Well, there wasn't a town. It was in middle of the town.
Okay.
In the middle of the town.
Township. Okay, yeah. Now where was that?
West Salem.
West Salem.
Burden.
Is that house still standing?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
We just recently sold it. And they have, see, my brother was living.
Uh-huh.
And he got to the point where he couldn't take care of the repairs. He had a stroke. And so we sold it to him. And some people have bought it. They were going to keep it as it was. Just restored everything, the painting and everything. And I painted a tan color now, and then my brother, of course, thinks it was terrible. Thinks every house ought to be painted white.
Can't change.
So, I'm just thankful to have
a picture
that wants to restore it.
Yes, yes. But it's a lovely home. It has a large porch, and they always used to have large porches.
Well, it has two large porches.
Yeah. Oh.
One on the front, see.
Oh, and the one side, on the side.
And then the one on the side.
Yes. And you said that was at 5 Mile and what?
Well, Curtis Road.
5 Mile and Curtis. Okay. Now, does it have a lot of land around it now?
Not too much. We keep selling it off.
Uh-huh. But that's where you grew up.
Yeah.
Okay, where did you go to school?
Acres.
Oh, that was quite exciting.
I would work in Alfred.
know your parents' name?
It's Nelson.
Nelson, okay.
Bert Nelson.
Now, did they grow up in Salem?
Well, they call it Lap and Squire. My mother grew up on a road that was to get more light.
Oh.
And my father grew up on the Lap and Squire.
So they were familiar with the area.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Just one brother. Well, I had a sister that died when she was 6 months old.
Well, what about, like, diseases? Did any epidemics come through? Did you remember about?
Oh, sure. We had measles and we had,
all the childhood things. But no big epidemic that came through and sort of wiped out a lot of people.
No.
Well, that was fortunate. Yeah. Then you lived in this home till you got married.
Yes. I was married when I was 20.
And where did you go to school?
Plymouth High School.
Oh, okay.
I never went any further than high school. I went to but my brother went to Ipsen to Normal.
Yes. That was 2 years. Is normal 2 years?
4 years.
4 years, okay. And you had one brother, and is he still living?
Oh, yes, but not like
that. Okay. Does he get to come in?
Well, he comes to see me occasionally.
So he's still in pretty good health.
Well, he's had a stroke. And his wife brings him. Then the girl that helps her came earlier, her little child.
To help with him.
I talk with him every day. I've got my own phone.
That's nice. Well, you don't feel cut off.
No.
When you have a phone.
No, you know, I just couldn't talk to anybody. Didn't know anybody. I just thought of you and said, I think Mom would be more satisfied if she had a phone. And I assured you.
That's great.
Talk to everybody in California.
Oh, long distance. Yeah. Wow.
Nothing stops.
Well, see, instead of traveling by the Yellow Pages, you really are. You're going over the phone wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. That is great. That gives you a better feeling, too.
We never travel very much. My husband and I have been to California. Worked all the time.
Yeah, right. Well, when you're building a business, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You can't just go off on vacation.
No. No. So we didn't work all the time.
Well, you've had a good, productive life.
Oh, yes. I just...
You've had a full life.
Full life.
Yeah. You know, that's wonderful because...
I'm
out at the back.
5 years.
Oh, he lived good. But you both had a good long life together. What anniversary did you celebrate?
The 60th.
That is great. Not many people celebrate the 50th.
Well,
that is grade. And my brother and my old sister have celebrated their 50th. So, and my oldest sister, she's getting close to the 60th. She's 82. Well, is there anything else? Did you have any activities that you joined in? Did you go to PTA or did you have anything like that?
Oh, well, in Eastern Star we were back.
Oh, you were Eastern Star? And then you were very active in that.
Yes, we were.
And did that have a good chapter here, or was it somewhere else where you went?
The chapter's right
here. Right here in Northville. Do you know when that was started? That's up over those stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right up the west end of
Well, you were really busy to be a matron in that, you know,
yes,
and then work and everything.
Yes, children and work and
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
I really was a busy person. I didn't have time for cards or...
Well, what you did have time for, it was productive.
Yes.
Yes.
My husband and my brother were with me on it, so we were working together.
That was nice.
And, really wonderful years.
Yes. Do you have anything that you're interested in now? Do you like to read, or do you... Your
just
eyes.
A little bit, but when my eyes were bad, they were so long,
uh-huh.
I had surgery on them.
Okay.
And,
how about the large print?
No.
Don't care for that. It's thunder. It's thunder.
Yes.
We're going to have a storm. But the grass likes the rain, you know.
I moved through a couple of tornadoes.
Right here in Northville?
Oh,
okay.
Went through the back end of our
what
farm.
What happened? How old were you then?
Well, I lived down the country.
Yeah, but were you a little girl, or were you a teenager?
No, I was a young woman.
Didn't hit your house?
No, but it hit the barn.
Knocked the barn down. Did anybody get killed?
No, not there.
Uh-huh.
They got hurt, so they were really over on the next road, a mile over. The barn's down, they had a house left, so, one family didn't have that, for their barn down, all their cattle died.
But they didn't get hurt?
They didn't get hurt. They were in on the BF plan with the little baby that they had just recently adopted.
Yeah. and this came up.
And then the two older boys in the storm came out.
You were in it.
We were in it.
You were in your house.
Well, my mother and I were away from home that day to a club, farmers club meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a mile north of it. And we could see it. So we were on the wall. And we didn't know what we were trying when we got home. Over tree trunks and everything else. You know.
And you drove over it. You had cars.
No.
You had horse and buggy then. Well, now when did you first? Well, when you came home, you found that it didn't tear your house up, but
yeah,
the barn.
Yeah, we were very lucky. My grandmother was there, but my dad. They were home.
Uh-huh.
And I went through the back end of the farm, half a mile back, and tore down trees and everything, and then a bunch of miles over, tore barns down, and our man lost all his cattle on.
Did your grandparents live with you?
Well, my mother lived with my folks all of their married life.
Oh, okay.
She was a widow.
Uh-huh.
And so
that was your grandparents' home, this home up here?
No.
Whose was it?
My father and mother.
Oh, and then your father died when you were young?
No.
Oh, well, you said your grandparents lived with you?
My mother's
parents.
My mother's mother lived with
them. Oh, I see. Okay. I see. Your mother's mother was a widow.
Yes, my mother's father died in the spring before she and my father were married.
Okay, now you said you went in a horse and buggy. Now, you always had the horse and buggy when you lived at Five Mile in Curtis. Yeah. Okay, now did your husband, you and your husband have a horse and buggy when you got married?
Oh, no.
Oh, you had cars then.
Ford, you know.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes, but Ford.
My father taught me how to drive that first car.
Oh.
Country roads. And
yes.
I could drive safely.
How old were you?
Oh.
Yes.
14.
That was good. So you knew how to drive when you got married?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But it was a different car.
Okay.
My father had a gearshift car, and that is a pebble.
Oh.
Before the pebbles, you know.
I know the gearshift, but I don't know the pebble.
Thank you.
that's a nice
This is the time Charles graduated from Ypsilanti.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
You look very happy.
Oh, yes.
Well, here's the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
My sister-in-law, Nellie.
Uh-huh. Was this your mother?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Very nice. Well, here's the house.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted you to say.
Okay.
That was a house in winter time.
Mm-hmm.
It was painted in white.
Yes. Nice big porch.
See, that's the side porch.
This is the side porch.
Yeah, but also the front of the house.
Oh, I see. Huh. Well, you had two large porches then.
Mm-hmm.
No more of the house. Oh, there's one of the house. There's one, too. That's mm-hmm. the side.
Yeah, it's a side porch.
East porch.
It was always painted white, and my brother couldn't stand it when they sold. We sold it. Those people painted it a tan.
But you know, the white does look pretty.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Every house should be painted white. He says. He doesn't like it. My sister-in-law says he don't like it at all.
Well, you know, when you get where you just like one thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like it to change.
No.
So.
No. Just remember when I was born and raised.
Uh-huh. Well, you're very fortunate to still have your home place still standing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because a lot of people, you know, it's gone, torn down.
Mm. That's why we were so anxious and so careful, my brother, it was about when they got ready to sell it. It was somebody who was restored.
Take care.
Take care of that.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like we're going to get another storm. We had quite one last night, didn't we? It poured.
Yes, I know it did. I washed it from the front door.
If you feel safe, it's sort of nice to look out and see all that rain coming down. Oh.
Well, I don't like storms myself, but I've been through too many bad ones.
Yes.
Two tornadoes, really.
When was the second one?
Well, at one time it took all the windows out of the west side of the house, to that big house.
The same one on 5 Mile?
Uh-huh.
My goodness. Now, when was that? When you were older? After you left home?
Well, I was a young person. No, I was.
You were still home?
Yeah.
Hmm. Took all your windows out. And you were inside when this happened?
Oh, sure. My mother and I, the men, we had men working for us that day.
And
there were blinds on the inside the house, you know. And my father and this one-haired man jumped up and held the blinds shut. And the windows had taken the windows right up. And Monday night, went to the bedroom, the big bedroom was downstairs, and I was so frightened, I got a hose closet.
That was the safe place with the glass fire.
That's all. So.
Oh, you don't want to be in anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
trying to think of something else maybe that might jog your memory about something that, I imagine you know a lot of the people who, you know, were here at that time. Mrs. Steimer said that your parents, her parents, and your husband were friends.
We were very good friends.
Uh-huh.
Years and, you know, we were young couples
together.
And so it has lots of memories too. We were working on the airplanes and making auxiliary. We were veterans. So.
Oh, they're not happy now.
Oh, no. Both parents. Her parents are gone, and my husband's gone. No, we were always good friends, a family. We belonged to the American Legion Post. You know, 147 and then the auxiliary. And the Eastern Star.
And where was the American Legion located?
Well, let me see now if I can tell you. I don't know what building stands there now. It was east, right across the Presbyterian Church, pretty much.
On what street?
On Main Street.
On Main Street, okay.
And the building is still there. I don't know now whether it is or not.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, was it like a meeting
hall.
Building, a hall?
Yeah.
It wasn't a home. It was a big
hall. No, it was a very big boarding house.
I see.
And so.
Now, the Baptist Church is on Main Street, right? What's that big church down there on?
It's Presbyterian.
That's the Presbyterian. Okay, it was right across from that?
That's Paul, what it is.
Oh. Now?
The Baptist Church is over on Wayne Street.
Oh, okay. No, it's probably Presbyterian then. I think it has the great big white pillars in front. That's Presbyterian. Okay. Then I think they built a new building on that corner that's right straight across.
Yes, and I have never seen it.
It's like the second house, not the first. The first house is like a dentist office and stuff, and then the second house they turned into, and it looks nice. I'd like to go in there and just see. They have a lot of old-timey lamps, like Tiffany lamps and things like that. But things change, you know.
Yeah.
Can you walk?
No, only with a walker.
walk up and walk up. So it is hard to get out to go in a car.
No, I don't have any trouble to go in a car. I just climb in a car and
I see. I didn't know if it was hard for you.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
Well, let's see. All right. I'm trying to think of something else.
It's raining out there in that building.
Oh, it's already started. Okay. Well, I guess the grass needs it, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Just so you don't have to mow it. Right? You know what? If you heard the thunder, it never hit you. That's what they say. Yes. But they say if you hear the thunder, it won't hit you.
It's already happened. Lightning out there.
I didn't notice the lightning.
I'm facing.
Oh, uh-huh. It'll probably be over in no time. Everybody's coming out to see what happened. All this excitement.
Pretty sharp bang.
Yeah.